We've got 50 degrees. We'll talk with Rock Island County Board Member Drew Melke right after we hear from Rush Limbaugh. Or maybe we'll talk with him a lot sooner than that. AM Quad Cities with Dan and Dana. Apparently, Rush didn't want to join us this morning.
He pulled a Mizzou. He said he's going on strike. He's not going to, until we, I don't know what we have to do differently for him, but he's apparently decided he's just not going to show up for
maybe
work
just
today.
Maybe he's up late watching the debate last
could
night.
Could be what it is.
And
yep.
Just wasn't able to get his report in.
It is 7:39 with Dan and Dan. So the County Board of Human Resources Committee met yesterday, and one of the items on the agenda was the resolution introduced by Drew Melke, who's joining us in the studio. And Drew, you said, all right, we talked to you about this before, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, the IMRF. That's really, the fact that some of the county board members take that is, they're part-time board members and people are saying, why should somebody get a pension for doing that? And do you really even work 1,000 hours a year required for this? And so you introduced a resolution that said, get rid of that. And,
well, yeah, because what was odd was, once you got into it, they wouldn't let you out.
Right. No.
I mean, that was the thing that was really funny.
That's part of the thing.
Yeah. And
good morning, by the way. I also wanted to thank you for mentioning all the Veterans Day ceremonies like Hero Street, which I'd like to go to. So I wanted to thank you for letting everyone know what's going on in honor of the veterans today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things is I don't think people expect county board members to have pensions. And so I asked Mr. Scott Terry on the county board, who is a Democrat on the county board, the bipartisan effort to write this and make sure that we're representing the will of the people.
And so it went real well, right?
Well, they gave me a heads up. They said that they wanted to run this through the focus group that is a byproduct of the governmental task force. And that's a subcommittee of the Human Resources Committee. My only question was, my initial reaction to that is, I thought the governmental task force was going to listen to residents of the focus group to find out what directions we're supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a good thing. So if I say anything that maybe I don't agree with this running through there, I'm not diminishing the task force. I think that anytime we get input from the residents, all the
sure,
better.
Sure, of course.
But this
but
time,
this doesn't
I think
belong.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
I think we know the answer to this. And so I understand that it was a package deal and it was in the works before. I did not know. When I wrote the resolution based on Tazewell County, I did not know that that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, communication, I didn't know. They don't have to report to me. So, regardless, I didn't see that as, I guess I didn't know what the purpose of the task force was, but I was hoping that it would be for other things that we don't know the answer to.
Yeah, going out and find out, hey, what should we do with Niobe Zoo? That kind of stuff. What do people think we should do with Niobe Zoo? That kind of stuff. You know, let's go get public opinion. I think public opinion on this is almost rock solid as it can get far as whether or not...
Well, county... they tied in rock solid issues like downsizing. We kind of... The only question about downsizing is, should we do it now or should we wait till 2022 when mm-hmm. it can take effect in 2022? That's okay to ask that, but we know the answer to downsizing, too.
Yeah.
So they've mixed
they voted on that, by
so
the
they
way.
Mixed those two things, and actually, I think they threw health care into that as well. So now you have three things in there. The issue, though, is that this task force, they don't have to, do they have meetings of their minutes? They don't have to do any of this in public, right?
I believe they met last night. I heard through the grapevine they met last night, and I heard when I went to the Human Resources Committee yesterday, although I'm not on the committee, to find out what's going on, and the chair said that they're going to meet in closed meetings, which I don't understand because I don't want anyone looking over my shoulder. But at the same time, if someone in the public wants to hear what they have to say, why can't we hear what they're saying?
And this is the governmental task force. This is the people who are supposed to be talking with the public, right, about getting public opinion.
Well,
but they have their...
Well, this is the focus group.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. The task force are open to the public. The focus group is a group of community individuals that county board members recommended. And then they were chosen, and we have six groups of 10.
Okay.
So my only thing is that I'm concerned that it violates Open Meetings Act because I looked this up, but I kind of know it backwards and forwards. A public body is defined as any legislative, executive, administrative, or advisory bodies of counties, townships, and cities, including the subsidiary groups that fall underneath that. So...
specifically written so you can't say, all right, so, yeah, okay, we are subject to open meetings law, But we're going to create a little group within our group that's not. I mean, that's why it's written that way, so you can't
I read it that way. It doesn't have to be elected officials. It doesn't say, you know, I know there's a whole issue with quorum, but even if I'm wrong, which, you know, I could be wrong, I always like to go with the spirit of the law. And it's, I need to know why what's the compelling reason to have this in closed. And that surprised me. I didn't understand why that was. Maybe it's just a feeling that they can talk openly. Well, I don't know, but I don't see people rushing to our meetings usually unless there's something really controversial anyhow, so right. I don't think there's going to be droves of people. But maybe there's a compelling reason, I don't know. But anyway, that was my only fear, is that we need to be transparent. And we overuse that word so much, but this time I'm going to use it correctly, and we just need to be open to what's going on so people, when you're discussing county business, people can hear what's being said.
So what's the next step? Is there anything you can do?
Well, I understand that they're going to have an answer before February, or at least by February, and then they're going to present that to the task force, or governmental task force, and then they're going to relate it to HR. And I suppose that there's some issues of whether or not the chairman of the board should be in IMRF, and the chairs. Well, we have seven chairs, none of which are Republican, so I know. So when you talk about leadership on the county board, remember that... it's hard to write. It's hard to steer this when I'm steering from the back of the boat. But regardless, I think that residents of this county do not expect county board members to have a pension.
Right. I would agree. And I just, I hope what doesn't happen is this whole thing gets muddled, because the county's been pretty clear on how many board members that, you know, at least. Maybe the number hasn't been clear, but they certainly want a lot fewer board members.
Do you see the irony here? We have 25 members. We define it as an unwieldy board. But we're still not able to come to a decision with 25 members. That's a task force in itself, right?
Yeah.
So I see some irony here. I think that, you know, really, we're the elected officials. We should be able to make decisions based on what our residents want. That's why they elected us, to make the decisions, because we get their input and we make decisions. And I made a decision, and for my district, that my district doesn't want pensions for the county board members.
I'm sure that that's it, but it's like, okay, which board members... Which people, their representatives are going to be booted from the board, and now they're going to be shoveled in with somebody else. And that, I think, is probably, you know, where this, because nobody wants to give up.
Well, if you have to, quote-unquote, redistrict it, I mean, yeah, the other thing is, who's going to be in charge of that? And let's say they say, okay, well, we're going to go down to 10. Are you going to have any conservative representation on the board?
Well, maybe if they just get rid of the pensions and medical care, maybe their people won't want to be on the board.
Well, maybe that's what the task force is going to come up with.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I should be on board with this and say, you know, there's always another venue. But is this about saving money, or is this about decreasing the number, or is it both? It's probably both.
Yeah.
25 is a lot of people.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we're not even talking about that much money when you look at the entire county board budget here, but certainly is the principle behind this. And
well, a lot of it came because of some financial woes, and when you went to the unions and said, hey, can you help us out and not take a pay increase that was already scheduled? And it wasn't a big, giant pay increase, and they said, well, okay, how about showing some
you
goodwill?
You guys get a little, too.
Yeah, how about it, you know?
Well,
and that's kind of where a lot of this came from, and I think they're right.
That's where my resolution came
from. Yeah.
I read that in the paper, and I had a resolution written before midnight based on the county.
Yeah.
Because of that, I thought he's right, Jeff Stuhler. With Ask Me, I agreed with him. I still agree with him. I talked to him yesterday. He's upset. Well, I think I hope that we can still bring this back and say, okay, we are going to make this cut, and so now we're doing what we should do. I just thought it was a little more urgent than
exactly. If I'm them and you're going to say, oh, let's see, you'll get this done when? About 2020,
February,
2017,
March, yeah.
Because. Oh, it's got to go through this focus group, and then through this committee, and then through this.
Seems like you're trying to bury
really,
it.
It does. If I'm them, I'm going, wait
I
a
had
minute.
The answer in 2013 when I said that there's an exceptional rule that will allow it.
Yeah.
And I had two attorney general, Illinois attorney general opinions that verified that. The exception is going to multi-member districts. The state's attorney and the chairman at the time came to me and said, would you like a new opinion? Because these were old opinions, but opinions... still have validity.
Right.
And I said, I thought that was a reasonable thing. Yeah, let's run this one more time because it's affecting us now. When I said that, I expected an answer in two or three months.
Yeah.
It took almost 2 years. And what kicked that out, I believe, this is a personal opinion, is the political season was running, and now all of a sudden, oh, I guess we got to be accountable again. But in the meantime, we lost 2 years.
Right.
And that, I'm not going to allow that. You know, that was when I was a little greener than I am now. And it sounded reasonable to say, sure, let's work together and let's get a new opinion and we'll all move forward and we'll do this. I should have just said, you know what, let's bring this to a vote. Then we brought it to the committee, and it stalled in committee, a seven-member committee. It tied 4-4. You know, it won't let it out of committee. Okay, that's right. Telling right there. Why can't the full board vote on downsizing? If they won't allow it.
Seems like that would make perfect sense. And I guess what my big concern here is that all these things are going to get muddled into one, and they're going to say, and the health care and the pension won't happen because it's going to have, you know, they're going to say, well, if we can't do all three of these things, we're going to end up doing none of them. And I just, that's my big fear when I hear what's going on here.
Well, I know they're addressing as a package, but I certainly hope that each issue is still independent.
Right.
I suppose the benefits are locked together somewhat. Health benefits,
yeah, right?
And we do have seven members on that are receiving health insurance, so it's, you know, it's not a majority of board by any means.
No,
right. All right. Well, we appreciate the update, Drew.
Keep up the fight.
Let us know what.
Keep
everybody accountable, including myself.
Yeah. Drew Melke joining us from the Rock Island County Board. 7:49 with Dan and Dan.